This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
There's a massive emergency response after a ship crashed into a bridge in Baltimore, causing the span to collapse into the 48-degree river below. Here's Jennifer Polson reporting.
Video footage shows the moment the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after one of its supports was struck by a large ship. It happened around 1:30 in the morning, with the ship then catching fire. Baltimore City fire officials say up to 20 individuals may be in the Patapsco River. Dive teams in the water. The 1.6-mile-long bridge above the Patapsco River heavily traveled, carrying north and southbound lanes of Interstate 695. All traffic is being detoured. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott among those responding to the scene. Authorities calling it mass casualty, multi-agency incident. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
And ABC News will have more on that story coming up in just mere moments. Closer to home, the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that schools don't need warrants to search students who are on safety plans. The ruling stems from a case in 2019 when school officials found a gun in the backpack of a student who was on a safety plan after they stopped the searches for 2 days. The student said he believed that the safety plan was suspended and that the search violated the Fourth Amendment. The state Supreme Court said the lapse in searches wasn't long enough to assume the safety plan was suspended and cites a previous ruling stating that constitutional rights apply differently in schools.
A driver is in trouble for putting others in danger on Interstate 25. That's where a Colorado state trooper clocked the person going 145 miles an hour in Monument. A photo taken moments after the car was pulled over is posted on social media. It is a car, not a motorcycle. The post says the driver was speeding in a 75-mile-an-hour zone and was stopped before anyone got hurt. State law shows the penalty is a fine, a minimum of 10 days in jail, or both. A busy intersection in Security Widefield is now a lot safer. A new traffic signal has been activated in place of what was once a four-way stop. Construction started last year at Grinnell Boulevard in Bradley. An El Paso County official says the area wasn't operating at an acceptable level of service, and the signal will support current and anticipated growth.
Former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial will begin next month. Here's Mark Mayfield filling us in.
A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to begin on April 15th. Trump's lawyers had asked to have the trial to either be delayed or dismissed. This comes as an appeals court lowered the bond that Trump has to pay in his New York civil fraud trial. The court lowered the bond from $454 million to $175 million and gave him 10 days to make the payment. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meanwhile, polls are showing the November rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump is staying close. A survey showed the Hill from a Harvard Caps Harris poll shows Trump leads by 2 points over Biden, with around 9% undecided. The lead is down from a 6-point lead in February.
Coloradans are getting a big incentive to push their luck today. KRDO's Paige Reynolds has those details.
The state lottery is giving some a chance to win $1 billion without paying a penny. That's right, free Mega Millions tickets are being handed out, but only to 200 customers at Stetson Hills King Supers. The tickets will be up for grabs from noon to 1 p.m. today, but arrive early as they'll likely go fast. Paige Reynolds, KRDO News Radio.
A dozen small businesses in Colorado Springs are getting a big boost. Owners struggling financially have received their share of a nearly $400,000 state grant. The Lighthouse Child Care Center plans to use its money to buy minivans to take kids to and from after-school programs. Icons Nightclub, another recipient, will use the money to get back on their feet after a downtown fire. The grants are awarded to businesses that hold cultural significance in communities.
And finally, a seventh grade math teacher, an Army veteran in Texas, has changed his name to literally anybody else. That's his new name. And is trying to get on the upcoming presidential ballot. The 35-year-old from Fort Worth was born in Dustin, eBay, but he successfully got a Tarrant County judge to sign off on the name change. Mr. Else has already filed with the Federal Election Commission and is now working to get on the state ballot as an independent candidate. He says he understands it's a long shot to get on the state ballot at this late of a date, but he hopes the word will spread and voters will write him in come November. His campaign website is literallyanybodyelse.com.
We'll see more sunshine here for your Tuesday with a few afternoon clouds and even a couple of scattered showers. Highs today below average, 44 Colorado Springs, 47 in Pueblo. Likely won't see any showers until after about 2 o'clock. As we head overnight, Wednesday morning lows once again dipping down into the low and mid-20s. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow afternoon, a high of 50 degrees Colorado Springs, 56 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.